had already ignored two magazine sellers when the man approached me. I moved to dodge him, too, but then he spoke my name. This startled me, and I looked at him. He fixed me with those eyes, and once again said my name, this time in full, as written on my birth certificate, and known to very few in this world. I stared at him, trying to work out whether I recognized him from another time, from far back in my past. Nothing. He told me he had something to give me, and I politely declined. He then thrust an envelope at me, one of those yellow, padded ones, crumpled from prior use. I stepped away, but he took my hand and pushed the envelope into it. "Take this, and you will return to see me," he said, before disappearing into the crowd. I stood there, grasping that envelope, worried that it would explode, or that it contained something deadly and terrifying. Nothing happened. I felt the envelope, and it felt as if it were empty, or maybe just contained a few sheets of paper or card, nothing else. I was still too shaken and scared, and I decided to shove it into my bag and decide later what to do with it. I decided I would wait until I was in a public place and in company before I looked inside. I arranged to meet a colleague after work for a coffee. What could be more innocuous? We sat, our oversized cappuccinos steaming between us, and I told him about my encounter that lunchtime. Just some crazy old guy, brain addled by drugs or alcohol or both, probably just an empty envelope, or at best some old newspaper pages shoved in there. That was my friend's verdict. I wanted him to be right. I still wish he had been right. As we were talking, I took the envelope from my bag. I looked at it, tatty and unused, slightly dirty, and I felt a little silly about the trepidation I felt as I put my hand in to get the contents. Photographs. I could feel photographs. I pulled them out. There were just two. One of my white cat, holding a square of paper with raggedy torn edges, and one of life-sized rag dolls standing amongst people, their cross-stitched eyes looking about blankly.